Creepy?
Yeah, please. One of the challenges that we have, that we're constantly having, is that we live in a world of time. We live in a world of time, even though by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zman, there is no Zman, because Zman, time is physical. And in the realm of Ruchnias, there is no time. That's why a person can do tshuva. Tshuva, a person can connect himself, as we do three times a day. Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. It's not historical. It's not a historical that I'm tapping in to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, who were. It's Masai Yagiu, Maasai, Lemasai, Avoisai. is they say Malashan Yagyu, to touch. How do I touch? How do I tap in to Lamala Min Azman, above time? Above time, as we just, some of us are just coming from a history, from a place of the past, places of the past, of you know, tzaddikim who were, but it's not true. That's not true. It's tzaddikim b'misasim nikruim chayim, that the tzaddikim are alive. And everything we as Yidden, v'atem advekim b'Hashem Elokeichem chayim kulchem ayoyim, we're davik to the essence of life. We're connected to Hashem. We're connected to kihem chayenu, to the Torah HaKadosh. In this week's parasha, when it says v'asu li migdash v'shachanti b'soicham, to build the Beis HaMikdash, to build the Beis HaMikdash. How do we build the Beis HaMikdash? It's okay, there are physical things that they built in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Mishkan. They're physical things that they did. Just like now, Amir Be'ezus Hashem, will physically, the Beis HaMikdash will be built, physically built. But we're building the Beis HaMikdash right now. We're building the Beis HaMikdash. And when we learn in the Torah HaKadosha, you know what? I saw this. I don't like to do this because I didn't look up the Medrash, but I saw it on the plane. I saw this pshat. I have to look it up. I'm just sharing. It's from the Medrash. I took some pictures before we left. I took for an opportunity like this where I would be, hopefully be able to learn a little bit. So on the plane coming back, so I saw this pshat in the Medrash. And again, I'll look it up where exactly this Medrash, but listen to this Medrash. The Medrash says, one second. Where is this? Sorry, one second. Oh, by the Torah. When Mashiach will come and ask all the Jews to give a hand with building the new Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, all the Jews will leave their jobs to come and help. The storekeeper will rush out of his store and he will ask his customers to come too. The office worker will leave his store. Sorry. Office worker will leave all his papers on his desk and interrupt his important phone call because building, now obviously the Medrash doesn't say that, but we'll have to look up, that's what I'm just reading from something that's quoting the Medrash, because building the Beis HaMikdash is even more important. The truck driver will park his truck somewhere and run to help. Just one group will continue its usual occupation. Who is that? The Jewish children who learn Torah in yeshiva. Why? Because their Torah study is greater than building the Beis HaMikdash. Unbelievable. Now, do you know? Oh, what's the pshat? The pshat is v'asu li mikdash v'shachanti b'soicham. The pshat is that the Torah, we can build the Beis HaMikdash right now. We are building the Beis HaMikdash. Each and every yid, as all the mefarshim talk about, I think the Abu Dram is the famous one who says, Vishachanti besocham, besocha, no, the Al Sheikh HaKadr, sorry. The Al Sheikh says, why does it say, and dwell in them? Say, and dwell in it, besocha, besocha leinemar. Dwell in the Beis HaMikdash. No, because it's not about dwelling in the Beis HaMikdash. Right? Bimheira, we said it the other day, Bimheira bi amenu. When you work on yourself, when you accept another Jew, when you, you know, learn Torah, when a person does something towards his life, towards his connection to Hashem, towards his connection to other Yidden, towards his life, when he's trying whatever he's doing, a Yid, I guess a Yid is always connecting somehow, and the dots are always connecting somehow. Every Jew, no matter where they are part of building the Beis HaMikdash. We're all part of building the Beis HaMikdash. When we tap into the Torah, when we tap in to the holiness of the Torah, and as the Gemara says, that miyoyim shachar Beis HaMikdash ein la'kadosh baruch hu ladalad amay shel halacha bolvad. We have a mikdash ma'at in in here, where we're sitting right here, in the Torah, in learning. How else am I supposed to? That's why the Torah is called Torah. Torah is Malashon Moreh. It teaches me how to build the Beis HaMikdash. It teaches me these parashiyos now. Adar, Mishenichnas Adar, the Aleph, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes in and he dwells. Marbim B'Simcha. Torah Hashem Tamima, right? Pekudi Hashem Yisharim, Mesamche Lev. What does that mean? When a person wants to get in touch with how, right? If you wanna learn how to keep Shabbos and strengthen your Shabbos, where do you look to that? You learn about Shabbos. Yeah, you can go to somebody's house and you could see how beautiful Shabbos is and you could say, that's what I want. That's what I want. That, of course, is very, very important. But how do you know to make Kiddush? How do you know what to do with the challah? How does a person know what he's supposed to do on Shabbos? How not to be Mechal Shabbos? I'm not talking about Mechal Shabbos in a colloquial sense of the word. I'm saying to learn the halachas. How does a person know of a haftal recha kamoicha? How are you supposed to know what tefillah? What's my davening? What's davening about? You learn. You pick up the there's Reb Shimshon Pinkus. You learn about prayer. You learn about what is tefillah? What is tefillah? What is loving another yid? How do you love a haftal recha kamoicha? How do you love another yid? You see in the Torah. You see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught us and teaches us constantly. That's building the Beis HaMikdash. How to look at Eretz Yisrael. How am I supposed to look at Eretz Yisrael? How am I supposed to look at Chutz Laretz? How am I supposed to look at Eretz Yisrael? You look at the Torah. Had Moshe Rabbeinu look at Eretz Yisrael. How am I supposed to look at America? How am I supposed to look at the current events, what's going on? How am I supposed to look at anything? Istakel Baraisu Barei Alma. The Yidden, the Jewish people, what we have that directs us is Morah. Torah is Morah. It teaches us. It teaches us how to live in this world. To make a Dira B'tachtoinim. Nesava HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'asayisle Dira B'tachtoinim. Hashem says, I want you to live in this world. Halacha, they say, is Malashon what? Halicha. To walk. How do I know I'm supposed to tie my shoes? Why can't I tie my right shoe before I tie my left shoe? Why can't I? Am I supposed to? I'm not getting into like, I have triggers with my religious upbringing. That has to do with emotional stuff. Obviously, that's ruchnius also. Everything's ruchnius. But I'm saying the Torah is drachei darchei noyam. The Torah is sweet. The Torah is sweet. The ways of the Torah are sweet. To be a good husband, that's from the Torah. Avram Avinu says that. He put up Sarah's tent before he put up his own tent. So you're pouring, it's not just a nice thing that you saw in the movies. You pour your wife before you pour yourself. You take care of your wife before you take care of yourself. That's from the Torah. And you could find what's crazy about the Torah, what's incredible about the Torah, is everything's in the Torah. Everything, everything, everything. How I'm supposed to now look at the next few weeks, Adar is coming. Mishenichnas Aleph, we're going to talk about it. Adar is Aleph Dar. What does Aleph Dar mean? Hashem comes and dwells. Hashem comes and dwells in my life. How do I bring Hashem more into my life? How do I bring Hashem more into my life? And the first stop to bringing Hashem into your life, your first stop. Your first stop. Now someone's going to say, oh, but I need a hug. I need love. I need all that. You're here. Once a person's here, once you're here, we know. That's like that. I'm trying to think of an example. How could I explain that? It's like, you know what? It's the mother. I'll say mother, father, not getting this so deeply. It's like you're born and your mother loves you. The mother loves you. Now your father gives you direction. Right? They say that's why an Av is Aleph Beis. Because a father is Aleph Beis. Gimel, Dalid, Hey. A father is the Seichel. He's supposed to give you direction. This is what you do. The Torah, Koisoymar Lebeis Yaakov, the Sagi Lebeis Yisrael. What does that mean? A woman, you're born. So of course there's, right? It comes, it happens every time. The Binyamin and Ari principle. What's the pshat? No, but for real, I'm born. Of course my mommy loves me. Of course, right here, let me backtrack a little bit. Of course you're going to love your wife and you're going to love your child. That's like you're going to breathe. Of course you're going to breathe. Of course you're going to love your child. You're going to have a family that goes on trips. Doesn't have to be cholamai trips. But I'm saying also cholamai trips. You go on trips. You connect. You create a home that is loving. You get married. You get married. But what do I do after that? So I have my love. I have my this. Okay. But now I need the direction. I have the. I want to think of a better mushel. I gotta. If someone can, I don't know if right now is the time. I'm just processing. You give birth. You have love. Now you need direction. The Torah gives a person direction. You look. You look in the Torah and you say, "What am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do?" So I'm having a yerida. What am I supposed to do? You think you're the first person to have a yerida? You think that you're the first person? The tzaddikim, sheva yipol tzaddik v'kam. The tzaddikim. It's a pasuk. Sheva yipol tzaddik v'kam. You fell. You're the first person to fall. David HaMelech. Avram. Everybody. You're not the first person. So what do? You open up the Torah. Again, that doesn't mean you don't have the love, and we don't sing, and we don't love each other. Of course, that's basic. But I look in the Torah and I say, what do I do? What do I do? That's something that it's always important to remember that. It's always important to remember that my direction in life, it doesn't mean that we can't have times, which we're going to talk about now, because I really want to share this pshat, which is, in my opinion, an incredible pshat, about the unicorn or whatever. I know that's why I want to see the Stone Edition, how they call the Tachash, right? How do they translate? I think they say some type of animal, right, that they used for the skin. Anybody know how they translate that?
They just say Tachash.
Where is it? So it says they say that Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So, tachashim, right? What does it say? Red dyed ram skins, tachash skins. Right, so that's how they say it. Tachash skins. The tachash was a beautiful, multicolored animal that existed only at that time and then became, right, the Gemara says, and then became extinct. Its hide was used to cover the Mishkan. So here, this is the pshat. It comes out that your mother and the love and your father giving you direction, we'll call it. We're being very basic over here, talking like that, but I'm using that as a metaphor. We all need a place that's safe. Everybody needs a place of safety, of love, of security, of understanding. It's like I always say in Shalom Bayis. In relationship with your wife. The basis is that I love you and any criticism or anything is based on a foundation that I love you, I'm with you. I don't mean like, you know, the reason I'm punishing you, you know, you tell your kids is I love you. I'm not saying like that. We all know that we need to create a space with our wife, with our family, that's a space of love, respect, safety, openness. Your home needs to be, we all know that my home needs to be home. If you don't have a home that you feel at home in, then it's very hard. A lot of us, Baruch Hashem, are at a great age, because now you're going to build your own home. V'asu li migdash v'shachanti b'soicham. You're going to build your own home. And if you don't have a home within your own house that you grew up, so you know that what you're going to do is that you're going to learn to create a home with your wife and your family that's going to be that space. You want your children to come home and to feel at home. You want your children to feel at home. And that's not a simple thing. Don't take that as a given. You need to create a space to feel at home. Once that space is there, that's why they say the right. Why does the Torah talk? All the mitzvahs of the Torah start in basically in Boi about Karm Pesach and the Chinuch and last week's parasha Mishpatim, all right, doesn't talk about midas. So one of the, maybe Rabbi Sol Salanter, was actually his yard site, I think, recently, right, said over because the Torah wasn't given to a bunch of monkeys. What does that mean? The Torah was given to people who are people. We're people. First, of course, you have love. Of course, you have understanding. Of course, there's a relationship. Of course, you have a relationship. But listen to the Tachash. Rashi says about the Tachash, oh, ay, Ashrenu, that we're sitting in the Beis HaMikdash. We're in the Beis HaMikdash. We're sitting in Geula. We're sitting in Geula. When you sit in a Beis Medrash with other Yidden, when you're sitting in the Beis Medrash, when you're sitting in a Beis Medrash together in Eretz Yisrael, right? We just came. It's hard to describe the contrast from being in Poland, from being in Slovakia, from being in Hungary. You know, I thought about it. I had this shot once. Is that kids at home, they could fight with each other, and it's very normal to have kids fight. It's very common if kids, children, siblings fight with each other. Naturally fight. I'm saying it again. I'm going to say it again. Very, very important. We have to be machazik in inyane siblings. We have to reach out to our older siblings, to our younger siblings. I know I'm saying this more and more and more, and I'm going to continue saying it more and more. Of course, kibud av v'aim is fundamental. Being a good son, being a good father, being a good husband, being a good friend, being a good sibling, reaching out to your siblings, whether you're especially if you're from the older siblings and you have younger siblings. Again, even if you're a younger sibling, to reach out is great. But if you're if you have younger siblings, to reach out, to check in on them, to see how they're doing, to reach out is so powerful. It's so powerful for each and every one of us. It's so powerful. You don't know how much. Sometimes a sibling can make a bigger effect than a parent in a certain way. A sibling could have a major effect on another sibling. And even if you're a younger sibling, it's so important to remind ourselves to be mechazik in that inyan. Where did I go? I'm almost totally lost train of thought. Oh, so I was saying, we're back in Eretz Yisrael. When you're back in Eretz Yisrael, when there's a contrast of being in Poland, being in Hungary, being in Slovakia, and you see the Goyim, and then you come back to Eretz Yisrael. That's why I wanted to sing the song. Yidden, Yidden, right? I don't know if you guys had that feeling. It's like Yidden. Everybody, you're like, naturally like, oh, a Yid. You don't, unfortunately, what the Goyim do for us, unfortunately, I don't know, unfortunately, it is unfortunate, is they bring us together. They bring us together. When it's cold outside, when it's difficult outside, and you come home and your father's there for you, when your mother's there for you, when you're safe at home. So then you could fight a little bit with your siblings. You could fight a little bit. We don't fight because we don't love each other. The reason there's natural tension is because brothers fight sometimes. They argue. Brothers fight. Okay, I want to say the pshat over here with this tachash. How does a yid? How do we deal with the changes in our avoda? That was all like, it's already 6:30. Okay, that was all just an intro to what I was going to say. Night Soya. Oh, yeah, I know, but I really want to say this. Mamash didn't say anything that I wanted to. I mean, I'll just say one thing and then we'll have to pick up on this. The Tachash, I'm reading you Rashi. The Tachash is a minchaya v'loy hoysa el lesha. Aharbe gvanim hayula. As I read. Sus v'tispar begavanim shaloi. One of our biggest challenges is that we're in the past and we're in the future and we're trying to hold on. As we were walking this afternoon, this morning, off of the plane, and someone said to me, so what are you supposed to do now? And my answer was, you have to be happy with the different shades and colors that we have. Life is constantly moving and changing. That's how I started off. The key is when you tap in to the Pnimius and you tap into Avoida of what am I supposed to do now? What am I supposed to do right now? What's my Avoida now? What am I supposed to do right now? Hashem throws at us and Hashem gives us different things at different times. The times are changing, always changing. It's Erev Shabbos, it's Matzei Shabbos, it's Adar, Mishenichnas Adar, Marm Besimcha, it's Shvat, it's Cheshvin, Mar Cheshvin, it's the summer. It's very, very important for a person to learn. And when you're younger, sometimes it's a little bit more difficult because when you're younger, you just want more. You just want more to just be there. I just want to be there. When you get a little bit older, you realize that things take time and you're going to have good days, you're going to have bad days. The tachash, the covering of my Beis HaMikdash, is that it has different shades and different colors and different, it looks different. Sometimes things are very, it's very cold. Sometimes it's very hot. Sometimes I have confusion. Sometimes I don't have confusion. And I just want to say this very, very, in a very, very deep, strong way to everybody with this tachash, is that in life, you evolve into who you are through your working on yourself. It's something that sometimes you feel more a certain way about something, and that is because you're growing in a certain area. Sometimes you shut down different parts of ourselves. Sometimes we're not able to deal with certain parts of ourselves because that's where we're at that stage. Sometimes I have a great relationship with my parents and things are smooth, and sometimes not. What happens is we get stuck. We get stuck and thinking that where I am, I'm going to be in that forever. Sometimes when a person is in a certain stage, he thinks he's going to be there forever. And the Tachash teaches us. The Tachash, Rashi says, the Tachash teaches us that what? Sus v'tispar begavanim shaloi. Minchaya v'loi hausa ela l'sha. It was only for that moment, which means that time will pass through your life. Things will pass through your life. 11th grade, 12th grade, you're 20, then you're 21, then you're 22, then you're 23. When a person learns that things will move, your first year of marriage is not your 10th year of marriage. Having your first child is not having your third child. Being first year in yeshiva is not your third year in yeshiva. Being 8 years old is not being 14 years old. Being in the beginning of Zman is not the same as being in the end of Zman. And what happens is we get caught up in locking ourselves in. We lock ourselves in to say, this is who I am and this is who I'm going to be, as opposed to the flow of saying, I'm going to tap in to the Torah, I'm going to tap into Ruchnius, I'm going to tap in to something above, bigger than me. When you're sitting there, and this will happen to everybody, this will happen to you, when you're sitting there married for your first year of marriage, the first year of marriage is incredible, 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 but it's a major, major transition. It's a major, major transition. Just like graduating high school, a lot of guys come to yeshiva, right? They come and they're graduated high school, and then they come to Eretz Yisrael, and it's like it's a very transitional time. Then when a person turns 30 years old, when a person turns 40 years old, when a person then is, I'm sure there's transitional times when a person gets older and older, and you think that this is like this. The tachash, the covering of the Beis HaMikdash, the covering of the Mishkan, is you look up and you always remember, I want to tell you, it was one of my. I really did not process. You know, did not process a lot from the trip. It's going to take time. But one thing I want to tell you that I was, I think, when we said Kaddish in Auschwitz twice, but we said Kaddish at the gas chambers that were destroyed over there, and I looked up at the sky. I looked up at the sky at one point, and I saw the sky, and I said to myself, I locked into the sky, and I said, 1944, 1943, that sky is the same exact sky as I'm standing here right now. That sky, that Shemayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the same exact thing as it is 2025 with us standing here. Okay, the actual physical Auschwitz, Baruch Hashem, is not the same. But the sky, the Shemayim, the date, when you go above, when you go above and you tap in to something deeper, when you tap into something deeper than I'm 18 years old, than I'm 25 years old, and I'll tell you why. Because it doesn't matter how old you are, doesn't matter if you're 7 years old, doesn't matter if you're 12 years old, doesn't matter if you're 18, 25, 21, pick your age that you are, 45, 55, Kenai Nahara, doesn't matter what age a person is, when you tap into the Tachash, when you tap into the Va'asuli Migdash Vishachanti B'Soicham, it's the same exact thing. Whether it's 1945, whether it's the time of Avram Avinu, Masa Yagiu Masa Lamase Avoisai, whether it's 2025. I'm opening up the same Chumash and learning the same Rashi as Rashi learned. Same exact thing. The same thing that my Rebbeim learned. That my Rebbeim's Rebbeim learned. That we all have been. When you tap into that, when you tap into that, then you're able to go above. You're able to go above, and you're able to live in a certain world that's a different world. So I'm married the first year. Do I have to be nice to my wife? I'm married, Baruch Hashem, Bli Ayin Hara, over 30 years. I have to be the same as nice as to my wife as the guy who's at Sheva Brachas being nice to his wife. It's the same exact thing. And the person who's celebrating his 70th, 60th anniversary, it's the same exact thing. It's appreciating someone. It's being sensitive to someone. Your parents, the same exact thing. Just like when you're a little kid, to say, I have to, my mother wants me to clear off the table. My father wants this for me. It's the same exact thing that like, I got to call my father. I got to call my mother Erev Shabbos. I want to call to say good Shabbos, to schmooze, whatever. It's the same exact thing. It might have a different color. It might be purple today. Tomorrow it might be white. It might be yellow. It might be hot. It might be cold. But when you tap in, that's what's incredible. That's what's incredible about Yidden. It's incredible about us. It's incredible about what's incredible about our yeshiva. What's incredible about people, and I'll end off with this. What's incredible about people is you can ask forgiveness from someone. You can ask forgiveness. You can apologize. You could build a relationship. You could say, I want to start new. I want to have a relationship. Imagine if your parents, let me say it better. I could talk about myself. Imagine you going to your child when your child is 15 years old, when your child's 18 years old, when your child's 10 years old, and going over to him and saying, son, I want to get, I don't know if you have to say it. You could say it. I want to get closer with you. I haven't been such a good father. I want to be a better father. How would you feel if your father came over to you? How would you feel if your mother came over to you and said, you know what, son, you know, you're this age, you're that age. I want to get closer with you. I want to get to know you. And he constantly was on that. Your mother did that. Your brother did. Imagine if your brother did that. Imagine if your brother says, you know what, Yankel, you know what? I wasn't such a good brother. And I apologize. I'm sorry if I hurt you. I want to be a better brother to you. You'd feel amazing. You'd feel amazing. Imagine if you went over to your wife. It will happen. First year, third year, 20th year. Honey, I love you. I want to have a better... It's mamish the first thing that I say in the... I have to change the Shalom. I don't like the name Shalom, so we got to change it. Yeah, good, yeah. It's not a... Because you can't change it too many times. Talking about Shalom Bayit. The first thing I have on the thing is... I'll read it to you and we'll end off with this. The first thing I have in the thing in Shalom Bayit is this. Listen to this, everybody. And we'll end off. Oh. Where is this? Oh, here it is. 100% commitment to have a great marriage. Both husband and wife having that commitment is a luxury. Having one spouse committed is a necessity. So if you each take 100% responsibility to have a great marriage, your odds are very good that you'll have a great marriage. Again, if I take 100% responsibility and say, honey, I want to have a better marriage today than I had yesterday. And your wife says, I want to have a better marriage today than I had yesterday. Hashem should help us all. We should all be zoicha to tap in, to continue going, to continue learning from each other, to continue growing, to continue loving each other more, to continue to just be thankful, I guess, to continue to be thankful of how blessed we are. We're blessed to be in Eretz Yisrael. We're blessed to be in a yeshiva. We're blessed to have Torah. Shalai Asani Goy, Baruch Hashem. Who said this? So someone just said this. Why don't you say Shasani Yehudi? Ray said it? Such a great one. Right. Why? Well, what's the pshat? Why don't you say Shasani Yehudi? What am I saying every day, every morning, that I'm not a goy? Because, and this actually, the Yira Kaddish, he said this, because you can't explain to a Jew to say, oh, you're a Yid. Someone asked someone, could you tell a goy what a Yid is? He says, tell a goy what a Yid is? I can't even explain to a Yid what a Yid is. I can't explain how beautiful what a Jew is. Shalei Asani Goy, Baruch Hashem, Shalei Asani Goy, Baruch Hashem. You can't even describe how beautiful a Yid is. Baruch Hashem, we're mamish, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. And as Rabbi Reich said, you sent me the picture, this Rabbi Reich in Sanz said, oh, we have to do Lashon Hara, perfect. I was telling him, oh, what a Yid. I was telling him that, I was telling him, we were talking about like, oh, from Yidden, not from Yidden. So he said, what do you mean from Jew, not from Jew, right? People mistakenly categorize Jews as religious and irreligious. What does that mean? So I said, maybe the guy talks Lashon Hara and this guy doesn't talk Lashon Hara. So you're saying he's from it? So he says, oh, what do you mean? Even the Yid who's talking Lashon Hara, Eichet Yid, we love him also. I was like, oh my goodness, where are we? Where are we? Baruch Hashem. Everyone is so beautiful. We're all so beautiful. We have so many... You know what it comes down to? It comes down to the fact that if we really, really, really realize that the Beis HaMikdash... I've got a whole nother shot on that. Also on the plane I saw. That they built the Mishkan. Where did they get the money from the Mishkan to build? Everyone remember where they got it from? Mitzrayim. They say the Satmar Rebbe used to flush down money down the toilet. If he smelt, the tzaddikim, they could smell where the money comes from. It came from Chilul Shabbos. It came from bad places. He'd flush the money down the toilet because it was like, ugh. It was like something tamidik. They built the Beis HaMikdash from where? From Mitzrayim. They built the Beis HaMikdash from Mitzrayim. Same thing. Mishkan is the Beis HaMikdash, same thing. Kodesh HaKodashim, it's the same thing. Asilu Mikdash, Sandi V'Saricham, that is the Beis HaMikdash. The Dir B'Tachtoinim, from Mitzrayim. What's the pshat? They say, Elyoinim, okay, there's more Shabbos, we'll talk about this. Elyoinim Lamata, Tachtoinim Lamala. It's a Olam Hafach. When you see that guy who's a smelly, stinky, there was a Yid, Reb Moshe Weber, who I was zeichet to meet in Yerushalayim many, many years. A big, 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 big tzaddik. Passed away many years ago. Big, big, big old school tzaddik. He used to sit there. People would line up to him. Meshulachim would line up. Shamat alav? Reb Moshe Weber. People would line up. You couldn't get near these guys, whether they were Meshulachim and some type of, they had a certain odor, whatever it was. He would like hug them. It's like we were just by Reb Shaila. Hug a Yid to smell the beauty. What's the pshat? You think that that guy is the problem of the Beis HaMikdash? He's building the Beis HaMikdash. He's building the Beis HaMikdash. Every Yid is building the Beis HaMikdash. Every Yid is part of Eretz Yisrael. You look at Eretz Yisrael, Kenai Nahara, the building of Eretz Yisrael. As we were flying in this afternoon, this morning, I keep on saying this afternoon, as we were flying in this morning, Mamish was looking, I said, look at this, building of Eretz Yisrael. Go back 70, 80 years ago, 100 years ago, the building, how many Yidden are part of building Eretz Yisrael? So halig, so, so holy, it's so, so holy. They say that story with the Chayzer from Lublin. They say over, I know I just said I'll end off with this, hopefully. That they say the story where he went to bring Mashiach, He went in a room to bring Mashiach. Some of you have heard this from me. You know the story? He went to bring Mashiach, and all the Talmid Chacham and the Tzadikim are hanging around, and they're like, okay, they're waiting for Mashiach to come. And then he comes out, he says, I couldn't bring Mashiach. He says, why couldn't you bring Mashiach? So he says, I can, we're not ready. And all these big tzaddikim, Talmid Chacham, are hanging around. I can't bring Mashiach, I'm not ready. He says, why can't you? He says, because lo nidach mimenu nidach. The pasuk says, no one's going to be able to be left out. You can't leave anybody out. And people are going to be left out. If you bring Mashiach, they're yidden, who are going to be left out. So one of the big, you know, Talmid Chacham, big guy, says, so let them be left out. We got to bring Mashiach. So the Chayza looked at him and says, maybe you're the one who's going to be left out. I love that. I mean, I feel bad for that guy also. That's the Chiddush. You got to feel bad for that guy also. You got to feel bad for the guy. Is that the right way of saying it? It's not feel bad. You have to love Shalom, right? You have to love Shalom. I want to tell you one thing I learned about it. I want to tell you a thing that I learned from Shalom Koko this trip that was so deep I can't even begin to tell you. We were walking inside. Now I want you to hear this. You don't even realize the godless. Maybe you do. Yeah, I didn't. It's part of my processing. We were walking in Sanz. We're walking around. I don't even know where we were. We're in Africa, basically. In Polish Africa, if you could know what I mean. We're in a parking lot. We're walking in some weird place. And a guy comes over. This guy walks over. We're not in Yerushalayim. It's not some old Alti Yid who comes over, who looks a certain way, who's collecting money. I don't know if he's gonna pull out. He's gonna pull out a gun. He's gonna knife us. He's this and that. And I'm like, okay, let's go. And then Shalom's sitting there talking to him. Shalom Mama's sitting there talking to him. And then he walks back. I remember he was like upset. He's like, well, the guy wanted money. He's a guy. This guy was a guy. I mean, it could be ultimately he's a yid, but not. He's a guy. He's a guy who maybe did want to knife us. And Shalom's like, well, why can't we listen to him? Give him some love. You remember that? And I said, right? That's pretty good. And that's to a guy in I don't even know where we were. I don't know what Sanz means. I'm saying I don't know how they call Sanz in Polish, whatever. Maybe they call it Sanz, but it's like, you know, whatever. And there in a parking lot with some drunken or whatever, you're like, the guy needs something from us. Let's give him something. So al achas kama v'kama elef alfe, right? If you have the guy over here who comes over to you and you say good morning to him, and you say thank you, and you say, and you have to the when they finish the you know, it was so funny, we clapped more after the lady did the demonstration than we did when we landed in Eretz Yisrael, right? So that was us, our car. I'm like, oh gosh, leave it up to our guys to be clapping on the plane like that. It was great, right? But what's the pshat? Yeah, you say thank you so much, and you love you love and you say thank you. You bring light to the world. The Yid brings light to the world. For sure, the Yid brings light to another Yid and brings light to himself. Nisanel, we missed you. Go. You're on.
It doesn't make a difference to whom you are repeating information. It is forbidden to relate rechilas to a man, woman, relative, or non-relative. Nice. Example, if someone talks negatively against your father or mother, it is forbidden to repeat it to them, even if you are concerned for their honor.
Hashem should help us all. Amen. Great to be back. To be continued, everyone. Amazing. Thank you.